When we look at the different problems to be solved and to be addressed, for us, one task kind of dwarfs the others, which is the fact that our company emits actually more CO2 than the country we are headquartered in. And it is a small country we are headquartered in, but still. So that is kind of a challenge that is of a different magnitude than the rest of the ESG focus that we have. So that's why we have decided to carve it out. And it is an area where we have, as you can see, decided to take a very active role in really, really pushing it because we think we can. We have a very high bar on all the other ESG parameters as well. But relative to this, the climate agenda, we can do less relative, right? So this is really why we have decided to carve it out. And I think actually for me, the transition was surprisingly natural because again, the whole remit of the global integrator was to, at the end of the day, make sure that our customers can keep running global supply chains. We think that's good for our customers. We think it's good for their customers. And we actually think it's good for global growth overall. And the first focus on the global integrator was really about simplifying and digitizing so that it was accessible to others and easier to do, right? But I think what we realized over those 5-6 years that passed was that actually doing it in a sustainable manner was actually also a prerequisite for global supply chains to sustain, right? Because the way things are going with the climate, I think we all, I mean, I don't know, we all read the 3,500 pages of the IPCC report, but I think most of us get the gist of it. I mean, we are headed for disaster as humanity, right? If we keep going the way we are going. And shipping and logistics is part of that problem. It's a big part of the problem. I mean, moving global freight around the world emits more than 3.5 billion tons of CO2. It's about 10% of all energy-related emissions, just moving stuff around. That simply cannot go on. And again, if you take the long view of this, we are quite sure that whether it is in 10, 15 or whatever years from now, our customers and their customers simply cannot accept that. So if we do not manage to decarbonize global supply chains, we actually think we will become relevant, right? So it became a strategic imperative to not only simplify and digitize, but also to decarbonize our offerings to the customers.
You've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast, which is sponsored by Project 44, the world's most trusted end-to-end visibility platform. The Lodestar podcast was created and produced by MK & Associates and me, your host, Mike King. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.